Well, look who it is. Ed Reed is now a Texan, and this, I imagine, was a decision that was mixed with agony and with ease. Let's take the money out of it. Why was this an easy decision for you?
For what, you know, Houston Texans organization have and what they have as a team. You know, I watched these guys and played against these guys for a long time. And honestly, man, they embraced me. They, you know, a bunch of guys reached out, text me, and let me know that, you know, I was welcome. You know, and when you get things like that, man, it, you know, it really excites you, you know, especially when you know what they already have, you know. So, I'm like I said, you know, don't change anything, man. Just let me come in and try to help and better the team as best I can, you know, and let's get marching towards what we all want to do.
You know, the way you prepare has been well documented, and that meshes with a lot of the guys on this team, Arian Foster, your buddy Andre Johnson, J.J. Watt on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
How much time do you put in the off season, as far as that goes, as opposed to how much time you put in during the regular season?
It's definitely a lot more in season. You know, off season is more like a movie day. You know, it's like I'm gonna watch a 2-3 games or something. You know, and that comes from being around Ray. You know, I mean, him talking in the off season, like, man, I already broke down Cincinnati, Cleveland. You know, so you know, it's countless hours. You know, and countless relationships that help, you know, develop that.
Yeah, you talked about the guys reaching out to you. What was the first thing Andre Johnson said to you after you came back, you know, in the last 24 hours here?
Thank you. That's all he said, man. Honestly, everybody in Houston knows Andre for the most part and how he is, man. Very humble guy. And all he said was thank you, you know. And, you know, and I know what that mean. I know what that meant to him. You know, honestly, we talked the night that I came on the visit. You know, me and him talked a bunch. You know, and it was more about making this happen, you know, and, you know, we already knew, you know, what the ultimate goal is. We already know what the ultimate goal is, should I say. And, you know, he feel it, I feel it, you know, and me and him had the conversation about it, you know, and he reminded me of an old conversation that, you know, we had in college and what that meant and what happened next. So here we go.
Based on what you've seen, how wild is it to see that conversation fulfilled?
Oh, man, you know, like I said, man, I knew in my heart, you know, what I wanted to happen, you know, and I knew in my heart what was going to happen, you know, and it was just a matter of time. It was really honestly just a matter of time because perfect fit, man, perfect fit, I feel like, for both sides, and I just want to continue, and I will continue to do my part, you know, to be the best and help this team be the best.
That's really exciting. And the last thing, talk about Danielle Manning and your relationship with him as it goes forward. And you guys, you know, a safety tandem back there for Wade Phillips' defense.
It's going to be exciting. It's really going to be exciting, man, just from people who I know who played against him. And from what I've seen on tape, you know, he reminds me of myself, you know, when I was much younger, just returning kicks and stuff like that I used to do. So I know he's an athlete. You know, I definitely know he can make plays and I know he can hit, you know, and it's going to be fun for me and him, man. It really is for him and I. It's going to be really fun, you know, to get out there with Manny, man. Me and him been talking a little bit. You know, we text each other, you know, so I'm sure come mini camp, you know, we'll get this thing tuned in, right?
Ed, we're all very happy for you. Happy to have you here. Welcome
to
the
here,
Houston
man.
Texans.
Right on, man. Glad to be here.